Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
So our theme for 2022 is Living Everyday Wonder. So the idea is that awe and wonder, newness and fresh starts and beginnings are potentially available every moment of life, even in the gritty ones. And I say potentially because when I'm curious about the wonder and magnificence of life, when I look for it, it's there. And when I don't, it appears to not be there. So our focus for this year is to encourage ourselves to be curious about life and the wonder that is in it, and to wake up to it by paying attention to it. Because there is a tremendous amount of wonder and awe going on all around us all of the time, and it can be easy to miss it. Stop paying attention to it. You know, especially if I get into a rut, you know, a routine that sets my mind on automatic. For example, this pandemic, you know, especially with the necessary emphasis of spending more time at home, it's made it super important for me to stay creative, to stay attentive, to keep being curious about life, and not to slip into a monotony, into monotonous routines, into languishing, into boredom. I have to keep it fresh. I have to have a new start every day. I used to work in Southern California in a previous lifetime. And one day, my car broke down and I didn't have... Well, I was young and I didn't have many means, and so I had to walk to work because there wasn't a bus route that I knew of. I had to walk from, if you know Southern California, the San Fernando Valley to Hollywood where I was working. Now, I had driven that route so many times that I knew it from memory, you know, and walking it was a whole different experience, and it opened for me a world of both horror and delight. And I say horror because that's when I first realized that Los Angeles is not a pedestrian-friendly city. And I say wonder and delight because that's when I found out all kinds of beauty that had been hidden from my gaze. You know, I found... hidden gardens. I found neighborhood dwellers sharing their produce with each other, and I found those tiny little neighborhood lending libraries and all of the stuff that came to life that I just couldn't take in when I was navigating that stressful traffic to get where I was going. You see, I thought that my driving routine was efficient and excellent. In reality, it resembled being asleep while awake. And on my walk, I realized that life is filled with hidden splendor. And of course, when I'm curious about it and open to it, that's when it can reveal itself to me and around me and in me. It's up to me. Life doesn't change. Splendor doesn't go away. And this is true, apparently, not only when I'm doing my 6 a.m. morning devotional. And by the way, thank you so many of you. I see you tuning in on Facebook to join me, and it is so heartwarming. Not only when I'm sitting in quiet contemplation, and by the way, we have practice meditation sessions online through Zoom, you can join. Not only when my spirit is being lifted by gorgeous music and beautiful art, and by the way, thank you to the artists who are displaying their art in our social hall, and by the way, thank you for attending our celebration services online or in person, but also when I'm walking through life's complex, difficult, unique, frustrating, challenging elements and events, I'm discovering there is always something there. Always some evidence of holiness for me to notice, to take in, to be uplifted by. There is always some sign of life's love and beauty, always. One of our primary tools for nurturing this attitude of awe and wonder is spiritual mind treatment. It's a form of affirmative prayer in which we pay attention to and recognize the divine and consciously identify ourselves as being part of it, and then realize what that means and give thanks for it and then get going. Now, I prefer to do this practice first thing in the morning before the day takes hold of me. Now, some of you will remember the days when we used to have radios that had dials on them. Do you remember those? And we had them in our cars. Remember? And you had to tune into a frequency of your preference to get the good stuff. And then if we traveled far enough, we might lose that signal. And then we had to retune, otherwise the radio became static and unpleasant and broken up and disconnected and bled into other things. So my morning prayer to me is like tuning into the right stuff, the right frequency, the right outlook. And then I notice as I travel through the day, I need to keep refreshing my outlook as the day progresses. And perhaps this is why the Bible says that we ought to pray without ceasing, always. Keep refining the tuning and give thanks in every circumstance. That's what the Bible says. So that we do not, it says, extinguish the spirit, so that we do not lose track of it, and that we keep on inquiring and leaning into investigating the spirit, and we keep on looking for spiritual truth by tuning into what is good. That's what I take from the biblical phrase. So I want to keep my mind tuned into divinity, and then let that focus reveal something wonderful for me every single day. In our Declaration of Principles, in our movement, Centers for Spiritual Living, it says it like this: we believe that heaven is within. Like Jesus of Nazareth said, we believe that heaven is within us and we experience it to the degree that we become conscious of it. Tune in to it. So let's unpack this theme, living everyday wonder, and take it in two parts. First, living, and then everyday wonder. So, living. All right, I have a question for me. Am I living? Well, clearly, I'm standing here. I'm alive. But am I living my life? Have I gone to sleep? Eckhart Tolle, in The Power of Now, wrote these words: it is not uncommon for people to spend their whole life waiting to start living. Well, that can be a block to experiencing the awe that is in life, you know, waiting for something, waiting for someone, waiting for some when, waiting for the new year. And each year when the new year comes along, I become aware of that tendency in me to wait, to put off living. You gotta fall into routines by the time the end of the year comes that can be like sleeping, like sleepwalking. And sometimes I notice I'm waiting, you know, for like the right time, the right person, the right circumstance. And then next thing I know, 2023 is here and I'm in the same space that I was before, thinking I've been efficient and may very well have, but I've missed a whole lot. Wasn't this supposed to be an uplifting message? But it is, because I'm looking into when I set myself up with what I call artificial timelines. So when it's January, I'll do this or that. That's when I slip. I often slip and go back to being asleep. Maybe it's because I didn't tune in first. Maybe what I did was set a goal. That's fine. But I slip. A friend sent me a meme that describes my habits. It goes like this. I'm opening a gym called Resolutions. It will have exercise equipment for the first 2 weeks, and then it turns into a wine bar for the rest of the year. So instead of setting myself up with artificial timelines, what seems to work better for me is to start again every day, every moment. Let me tune into life today, now. Let me get excited about it, connected, synced to the hidden splendor today. Let me be dazzled by the magnificence today, and then let me watch carefully. Where does it lead me? Now, this practice can turn into an adventure for me. And then the goals that are set are rooted in creative energy, and I might discover new goals emerging and revealing themselves every day. Every morning, I might adjust my destination every day. Life is magnificent, incomprehensibly so, more than what we can take in. The American composer and philosopher John Cage described it like this. We are involved in a life that passes understanding. And our highest business is our daily life. Oh. I love that reminder that I do not have to look too far away for the awe-inspiring presence of the divine. Life is ridiculously packed with amazement. Right here, right now, is where the stuff of amazement is. And then when I get into that, it's when I realize nothing is irrelevant or insignificant. Not one moment. So I must, and I want to, I must make it my business then to be available for it, to it, by paying attention to its flow through me and to follow its impulses and to listen to its sound and its rhythm and to feel its presence and then from that make my plans. Not the other way around. So when I can get into that attitude, that's when effort falls away and is replaced by an energy of being pulled forward into life and not having to push life. It's like I am yearning, and this may be true for you. I am yearning for the experience of being more and more alive. It's as if life in me wants to recognize life everywhere. Now, whether a person calls that love or life or the Christ consciousness or the Creator, it is consistently and permanently singing its song of possibility, and I want to tune into that. In The Power of Myth, Joseph Campbell wrote, "I think what we are seeking is an experience of being alive, so that our life experiences on the purely physical plane will have resonance within our innermost being and reality, so that we feel the rapture of being alive." Ah. Resonance with our innermost being, that place where we are most intimately connected with the divine. Resonance with that leads to rapture. I believe it, and I want to tune into that place more consciously every morning and then recalibrate, retune as the day goes along. Now, the second part of our theme, Everyday Wonder, beautiful, every day. Not yesterday wonder, not tomorrow wonder. Right now wonder. You know, I gotta catch myself. Sometimes I get caught up in yesterday wonder, you know. Sometimes I think about our new friendly assistant minister, Reverend Rice, and I feel myself nostalgically thinking, I wish he had been here before the pandemic, when we were overflowing with energy and people, when there was this and that, and then I'm going asleep. To what is here? To what is now? To what, you know, this is what I've got my cell phone here. Here's the service happening. And I'm watching all of the technical people doing their things, asking their questions, making sure it is all synced. And in a way, it is completely miraculous that it is so. And here we are experiencing the revelation of a new earth, the expression of a new heaven, and I'm wondering about yesterday's wonder. Oh, to come home into the morrow, to the day, and find the wonder right now and discover that the extraordinary is happening right now. Oh, the connections, the overcoming of obstacles, the compassionate sharing. Oh my goodness. So to me then, spirituality is the realization of that which is happening. Spirituality is the realization of what we already are. Spirituality is realizing that there is a butterfly within the caterpillar. There is a mighty oak within an acorn. And there are orchards within apple seeds. And there is power and possibility within you and within me. And that there is awe and wonder in the simplest, most ordinary things. And to be awake to that is to live. Spiritual living to me means to wake up every day, every moment to our spiritual magnificence. To wake up every day to the magnificence of the world around us. And spiritual living to me means to transform my asleepness to awakeness. And this can be done by being relentlessly curious about life. Another question, Edward, am I staying curious about life? Or have I lost interest? Am I living? Or have I gone half asleep? Am I waiting? Or is the moment now? The author, Alistair Cox, he wrote a book, 52 Skills, and he asks, we're all born curious, but do we stay curious? Then he explains how children have they ask a staggering 73 questions a day compared to just 20 that adults ask. Now, if you have young children, he writes, you will have undoubtedly experienced the unrelenting, unfiltered, yet wonderful bombardment of their constant who, what, why, and when questions. Children's minds are primed, he writes, to learn more about everything and everyone around them. Yet when children start going to school, their questions start to decrease. They become less. Apparently, questioning is not reinforced as valuable. And then, when we grow up and enter into the workforce, curiosity is something that is dampened even more. Okay. Well, let me ask myself the question again. Am I staying curious about life, or have I lost interest? Now, Alistair Cox, in his blog, describes the benefits of being curious. He says, a curious mindset can help me be less susceptible to my own confirmation bias. You know, that's when I look for other people making the same conclusion as me. So being curious makes it unlikely that I will seek out opinions that match my own. Wow. He also says it can make me more creative and innovative because being curious sets you on the track for looking for such things as the other right answer. I love that. It says it can make me be increasingly adaptable, and that will improve my ability to make difficult decisions more quickly, especially in times of crisis. Because I will develop this confidence that creation is persistently and ongoingly recreating itself all the time, even beyond January 1st. It can also help with memory, and it can also help developing stronger relationships, even dealing with rejection, because a flexibility and a possibility attitude develops. So this year, we are being encouraged to get back to being curious about life, to being filled with awe and wonder for life. How? Well, by praying without ceasing. Well, at least twice a day. I'd love you to join me in my morning devotionals, and if 6 a.m. is too early for you, you can tune into it on Facebook anytime you want, and you don't even need a Facebook account. Just email me and I'll tell you how. Secondly, by becoming a participant, in other words, moving away from being a spectator into being a co-creator of your own spiritual life adventure. And that is why each one of you has the wonderful journal, I left mine over here, mailed to you, Living Everyday Wonder, a journal in which you could, for example, make notes every week, ask yourself probing questions every week. For example, in what area of my life could I benefit from a little bit more awe and wonder? And then write about that. Or, for example, what is something that I've always wanted to learn but haven't yet, and what it would look like if I did? You know, make up your own curriculum to stay engaged. Or what is one ordinary thing that I've discovered a deep, abiding appreciation for just by looking at it, or something like that. Or when do I feel most alive? And by the end of the year, wouldn't it be marvelous if every single page of this journal was filled with your creative, nonsensical, spiritual rambling? That would be wonderful indeed. And thirdly, by developing an attitude toward life. Do you remember that pre-pandemic we used to say a call and response as part of the benediction? In that formula is this attitude. Something wonderful is happening through me right now. It is this thing called life. Life is in my mind, life is in my body, and life is in my affairs. I think it, I feel it, I accept it, just the way that it is, and just the way that it is not. Thank you, life. There you have it. Pray without ceasing, at least twice a day. Become a participant in the recreation of your own spiritual adventure. Engage. And thirdly, get an attitude about life. So I'd like to close now with a spiritual mind treatment to retune again to the divine. So I invite you to take a breath in and to exhale, letting your eyes close if that feels comfortable. There is a presence and a power greater than I am, a divine presence that fills me with limitless awe and wonder. It is all that there is. It is the self-givingness of life. It sparks curiosity wherever it is witnessed. I know that this divine presence is all that there is and that I must be one with it. I am one with the ever-present newness of this divine. I am one with the curiosity, and I'm one with limitless joy. So today, by means of this prayer, I claim, as true for me here and now, that my eyes are open to awe. And so I easily witness beauty and joy and wholeness all around me, as inherent in creation. And I accept and know that this creation, this world, this universe reflects back to me that sense of awe and curiosity with which I look. And I allow this awe for the goodness of the divine to spark within my heart a deep sense of hope and wholeness in my day-to-day affairs. And I am grateful even in advance for the fulfillment of this prayer. And so I release my word into the action of the law, knowing that it never comes back to me empty. So I can say, it is done. And so it is. Let the next breath you take be deeper than the one before. And exhale. If by chance you are not on our mailing list and you did not receive the journal, you may pick up one on your way out. This journal is for January through April, and then we will mail out the next ones shortly after, well, when we get to the end of this period. So you'll want to be on our mailing list. You can complete or put me on your mailing list form as you exit today, and we will make sure that that happens. Also, what you can pick up on your way out is a welcome home. And this is a card that you can use to access our website, to see the bulletin, to have your questions answered. And there are codes that you can use your smartphone to connect to the right place on our website very easily and effortlessly. Also, if you would love to contribute, then we have envelopes that you can put your cash or check in and drop off as you exit today. Or you can mail them in, and then finally, catching up to the modern world, we have finally subscribed to Text to Give. And if you want to pick up a short form like this, it has got the number 707-675-2399. And as you heard Reverend Russ say, there's a short registration process. It's very easy. And once you are registered, it makes it easy for you to whimsically and delightfully support your Center for Spiritual Living. I appreciate your support. And it never goes unnoticed by me and the staff and leadership that we are a community-supported organization. And as I said, there is an oak tree and an acorn. Well, in one regard, there is a community in some future space and time that is being created by us and our generosity and commitment and learning and study. And I just delight in that, knowing that one day the Center for Spiritual Living will be here, or wherever here is, for someone, like it was for me when I wandered into it and learned that my life mattered. So thank you for help co-creating the Center for Spiritual Living.